This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Bharat Mobility Global Expo 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. It is the largest mobility expo in India. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, Bharat Mobility Global Expo has expanded this year, adding that last year over 800 exhibitors participated and more than 1.5 lakh people visited. He said this time, along with Bharat Mandapam, it has been organized at Dwarka's Yashobhoomi and Greater Noida's India Expo Centre, where several new vehicles will be launched. He asserted that India's automotive industry is fantastic and future-ready. Prime Minister Modi is now addressing the event. Let's go over live to listen to the Prime Minister's address.
Green Hydrogen Mission जैसे अभियान इसी विजन के साथ शुरू किए गए हैं। साथियों, बीते कुछ सालों से इलेक्ट्रिक मोबिलिटी को लेकर भारत में बहुत तेज ग्रोथ देखी जा रही है। बीते दशक में इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल की बिक्री में 640 गुना की वृद्धि हुई है, 640 गुना। 10 साल पहले जहां एक साल में सिर्फ 2600 के आसपास इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल बिके थे, वर्ष 2024 में 16,80,000 से ज्यादा व्हीकल बिके हैं।
Earlier, speaking on the occasion, Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal said that Bharat Mobility Global Expo 2025 has become the world's second largest event in automobile and related trade. The six-day Bharat Mobility Global Expo will offer a unique platform to showcase innovations and advancements in the automotive and mobility sector. The entry to the Bharat Mobility Global Expo is free for all visitors from the 19th to the 22nd of this month. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the National Sports Awards 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. World Chess Champion D. Gukesh, double medalist at the Paris Olympics Manu Bhakat, men's hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh and gold medalist at the Paris Paralympics Praveen Kumar were honoured with the prestigious Major Dhyanchand Khel Ratna Award. The Arjuna Award was given to 32 sportspersons. The United States opened its consulate in Bangalore today, marking a significant step in enhancing diplomatic ties between India and US. The inauguration ceremony was attended by External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and US Ambassador Eric Garcetti. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that a new US consulate in Bangalore is essential for expanding and deepening ties with the United States of America. He noted that the consulate in Bangalore will help business, academia, tech companies and people in general, and expressed hope that the new consulate will soon start its visa services here. The filing of nominations for the elections to the 70-member Delhi Assembly will end this evening. A total of 841 nominations have been filed so far. The nomination process began on the 10th of this month, and candidates can withdraw the nominations till Monday. The Mumbai police today took one person in custody in connection with an attack on Bollywood actor Saif Ali Khan at his Bandra residence. The suspect has been brought to the Bandra police station for further questioning. The actor was stabbed by an intruder at his residence in Bandra late at night on Wednesday. Saif was taken to the Lilavati hospital where he underwent surgery and is now out of danger as per doctors. Over 7 crore pilgrims have taken a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam so far since the start of the Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. The Sangam is witnessing a remarkable display of devotion and faith, with saints and devotees gathering in large numbers for the sacred dip. In Australian Open tennis, star Indian player Rohan Bopanna, along with his partner Shang Shuai of China, advanced to the second round of the mixed doubles event this morning. The Indo-Chinese duo defeated Ivan Dodig of Croatia and Kristina Ladenovic of France in the first round. In the India Open badminton, star Indian shuttler PV Sindhu will face Grigoria Mariska Tunjung of Indonesia in the women's singles quarterfinals in New Delhi this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.